I know that your colleague Yam has been waiting for this interview for the longest time, and finally it's happening now. SAFCO executive for strategy, commercial and business development, this is Vishal Harichand, is on the line, and he'll be talking to us about some of the community programs the parastatal is undertaking in Mpumalanga. Welcome, Vishal, to Rise FM.
Good evening, Zikisa, and good evening to your listeners.
Yeah. Now, Vishal, I'm going to get straight on it. Strategy in any organization matters. You know, in fact, you know, strategy is what we obviously put into our heads in terms of how we'd want to see an organization actually turning out, especially in the long-term future. One of your goals as an organization, Vishal, is obviously to be an integrated, you know, forestry industry, in order then to facilitate some form of sustainable economic empowerment, especially for communities. How do you, as an organization, how are you guys going to achieve that, or how are you able to achieve that currently, especially, the empowerment of communities, which becomes extremely important in a province like ours here in Mpumalanga?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Strategy and transformation of the industry goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Transformation of the forestry sector is a key pillar for SAFCO. It's a key pillar of our strategy, and we have developed an economic transformation strategy to ensure we deliver on this. We have a dedicated team that has been set up to drive economic transformation strategy. And the vision of our top strategy is to establish new and enhance existing strategic partnerships and stimulate economic development within SAFCO and the rest of the forestry sector. And as you said, the communities that surround Mpumalanga are very important. So some of the activities for community socioeconomic revitalization is developing social infrastructure, for example, schools, hospital, clinics, sustainable community development. So we encourage the participation of the community within our value chain. And we do that through strategic partnerships. Some of the other areas, agroforestry, you know, it's extremely close to the plantation, and we encourage and support the communities to conduct informal activities around our plantation, for example, mushroom farming, beekeeping, firewood collection. Small business development is also one of the very important ways in which we transform the sector, and we do that through support and facilitation of funding for some emerging formulas, for example. Skill development is a pillar of any community, and in order to participate in the formal industry, skill development is key. So we provide training, environmental awareness, and education. So these are just some of the high-level ways in which we ensure that community revitalization is a key pillar of the strategy.
And now, Vishal, just piggybacking on what you said, how do you then, as SAFCO, ensure that there is wealth creation?
So wealth creation is what we like to refer to as value creation, is achieved by leveraging the six capitals. So the financial, the manufactured capital, human capital, social capital, relationship capital, as well as natural capital. So on the financial front, SAFCO has been steadily growing our revenue and profitability. In the 2021 financial year, we have showed first positive operating profit, but that's to do with the financial part of it. We would like to utilize that to create wealth. And some of the things that we are doing is investing in plant maintenance, investing in new production resources. We are investing in our employees and communities through a number of learning and development interventions. Earlier, I mentioned that we support small businesses.
Yeah.
So one of the ways that we do that is to allow them to participate into the industry. We set aside funding within our transformation budget to ensure that we support them as they go out to look for funding. Because, you know, if you want to get funding.
Yeah.
You have to have a track record.
100%.
So the sawmillers with which we do business with, for example, we support them to ensure that they have a good track record with Safgold, so that when they go out into the industry to set up their sawmillers, because ultimately that's what the vision is,
mm-hmm.
we want to establish new businesses within the forestry sector.
Yeah.
We also employers and communities are also skilled to ensure that they are better placed
Yeah.
participate in the value chain of
Safgold. Yeah. You know, and I was about to actually touch on those issues there, Vishal, when it comes to it. I mean, I understand that you obviously come from a senior management perspective. You know, you guys, you know, obviously are the helicopter people, but I'm interested in the nitty gritties of how you actually make that happen. Now, one, you mentioned funding. Two, you've mentioned skills development, but there's something else that I find extremely difficult, especially when we talk about transformation. It's just that going concern, that longevity of that particular business once it started. You know, it's one thing funding a particular business, but do we then take it through its fruition up until it becomes sustainable, it becomes a particular a job creator as well? So I want to know, in terms of your transformation project, is there one that maybe you can point out and say, hey, Wandile, Zingy, this is a success story. Mm. This is what we've done. And these are the details. And maybe this is somebody, and this is someone where if they are listening, they can follow suit as well to be able to ensure that their businesses become successful.
So our transformation projects are focused on the main areas, education, health, small scale farming, and SME development.
Mm.
So on the health care, you may be aware of one of our flagship projects that we're extremely proud of. It's a recent Cruscop clinic.
Okay.
That we have built in the area of Cruscop.
Mm.
And that clinic is recently now being utilized as the vaccine center. Now, if you look at that clinic, and if you compare it to what the community was using before that.
Yeah.
I don't know the details, but it was a rec center.
Okay.
So it was not even equipped with the right equipment. And if you look at the clinic, let's say it's first of all, it gives the community a sense of pride because now they have a facility that's equipped with technology. It's equipped with the resources. And also, besides the integrity of the community having now a center to go to, healthcare is extremely important to the community. So that is a flagship project. And within that clinic, we are even setting up a little vegetable garden.
Oh, okay.
To encourage the community to also protect that investment. Because once we hand that over to the community, it's their responsibility to ensure that it's protected. Mm. So we want to make sure that there's a sense of ownership. So that is one particular such project. Other project that we are currently engaged in is supporting 9 black-owned farms in the Makgodo municipality by supplying sawmill residue. So that's important for the farmers. So we are using what others may consider waste material, but to add value to these farms.
Yeah.
We are also building footbridges, and we underestimate the value that footbridges have in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Besides providing a safe way for young students to get to school, it also it provides a way for them to get to school.
Yes.
It provides access. So we focus a lot of attention on these type of small projects with quick wins, with low investment, but a huge impact.
Massive.
We're also allocating land to the community to plant cabbages and beans. Now, those type of projects are where it's at because it provides a way for the community to raise income. I mean, you know the saying, teach a man to fish and you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to go hungry.
Yeah.
So we'd rather put sustainable projects where the communities can get income, and also the supplying of furniture, educational toys, etc. So those are type of the on the ground projects that that we are currently in this financial year.
And for those of you who have just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with SAFCOL's Executive for Strategy, Commercial and Business Development, Vishal Harishad, as we unpack the role the parastatal plays in uplifting its host communities, especially here in Mpumalanga.
Now, Vishal, you've taken us through the clinic that you guys are currently busy with in Kraskop, and I think that's commendable. But I'm also aware that you guys have been involved in projects like the construction of schools, for instance. And we've seen over the years as well, government obviously emphasizing the role of early child development, especially in communities that are slightly disadvantaged. Can you take us through those particular projects in terms of construction of those schools and obviously how you guys are involved with early child development as well?
Yeah, so education is definitely an area where we focus our CSI efforts. So we built a timber frame classroom in the Bushel Bieza area in about 2017. It provided additional classrooms at the school and addressed the overcrowding problem and thus ensuring and teaching is effective. We also renovated a library, also in the same region, in Banana Secondary School. We also built another timber frame classroom in the Riashuma ECD Center, which is a new area. That center was transformed from quite a dilapidated structure and now provides safe and conducive facilities for kids. We also updated and renovated an administration block at the Morangoni Primary School. There, the staff, learners, and student governing bodies now have a proper admin block for meetings. So through the construction of the early child development centers and schools, we also are demonstrating the use of timber. In these timber frame structures, because one of the stumbling blocks that someone might bring up is that it's going to take too long or it's too expensive. So as SAFCOL, we also have a role to play to encourage the use of timber. So we build timber frame structures which are much quicker to put up and also cheaper, and also SAFCOL has a role to play in that. So the timber frame structures is something that we are promoting because it provides quality space without the lengthy construction, without the lengthy application for finance, etc., that may come with it.
Now, Vishal, I'm more interested in land claims. You can see where my mind is at. Could you explain land claim programs and how they would then benefit communities, if they do benefit communities at all?
Yeah, sure. So you may know then that about 57% of the land that SAFCOL operates in are affected by more than 40 land claims. So that is certainly a key focus area and initiative as part of the strategy that we mentioned earlier. So SAFCOL maintains close relationships with the Provincial Land Claims Commission, the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, as well as Department of Fisheries and the Environment, to ensure that we monitor the progress of the land claim. Because as you know, it's quite a lengthy process. Some of it has been going on for years. SAFCOL, in preparation for that, has developed and formalized a proactive community engagement model. Now, that model and a post-settlement business model. So you could see we're already preparing. Even though the process may take long, we are already preparing. And the importance of this is managed by an executive. So this also has a core team focusing on that, and that is led by the chief risk officer. And that proactive community engagement model and the post-settlement model is meant to guide our collaborative initiatives with the communal property association. So everything that I've mentioned earlier, we, all the projects and our approach to transformation is applied equally to the land clearing community. So we are, we encourage participation. We establish partnerships, agreements, and working groups that can identify projects and commercial opportunities to already start engaging land claimants. So this is certainly a very, very important part of our strategy as well as our operational day-to-day activity.
Yeah. Now, Vishal, we've noticed, especially over the last 2 days, we saw COP26, which is currently taking place in Glasgow, and we've seen world leaders actually congregating, to ensure that our environment is safe. And I want to bring in the word environment here because it's extremely important. What programs, does SAFCO have in place, to be able to safeguard the environment and by extension, the ecosystem as well?
Yeah, great question. So, yeah, we are all well aware of the risk posed by climate emergency. And we are quantifying our carbon footprint. We have recently employed a climate change specialist that's focusing on developing the policies, processes, and practices to ensure environmental compliance. We also work very closely to ensure that we abide by the requirements of the SAFCO's Forestry Stewardship Council certification, which we have maintained for 24 years. So through our compliance specialists, we want to ensure that SAFCO sets the industry best practice requirements. Excuse me. Yeah, so we also, as I mentioned, we want to promote wood as a resilient building medium. So you know wood is a renewable material, and that is one of the reasons why we want to promote a wood culture.
Vishal,
We also comply with valid water use licenses for operating sites. So before replanting, after harvesting, we assess and implement requirements to ensure that we establish and maintain proper buffer zones. So as you can see, we are taking it very seriously. And I think it's the first time that SAFCO has had a climate change specialist.
Beautiful.
Which should indicate how seriously we are taking this.
Absolutely beautiful. Vishal, I hope you get to clear the throat at some point. But Vishal, I want to take the opportunity actually, just to thank you for joining us on the show. And I think we've covered a number of topics, especially when SAFCO is concerned, you know, funding aspects, what you guys are doing in terms of communities, what you guys are doing, for instance, from an education perspective. And again, lastly, now we're discussing climate change as well. And it seems that you guys have got your ducks in a row there. And you probably understand the strategy that comes with it. And I just want to take the opportunity, Vishal, to say thank you for joining us. And please, sir, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Always a pleasure. You have a good evening, too. Take care.
That was SAFCO's Executive for Strategy, Commercial and Business Development, Vishal Harichan, on the role that is played by this parastatal in the upliftment of host communities, especially here in Mpumalanga. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.